We're not preparing for the Word of God, and again, thank you for being here. There's a passage in the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter. We always say that gospel simply means good news. And don't we need some good news today? So turn with me in the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 25 through verse 33. Matthew 14, 25 through 33. Amen. Those horns are working today. Let's read. Shortly after dawn, or before dawn rather, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Verse 28, "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat." If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. I want to activate your spiritual imagination today. I want you to change your mindset for a moment. And as we come to this particular text and this title, I want you to walk with me as we meet Peter. My name is Simon Peter. I grew up in Bethsaida, just north of the Sea of Galilee, and not far from the Jordan River. And that's where I grew up. I grew up around water. And this is just a page of my own life. And so it's no surprise that having grown up around water, that me and my brother Andrew would go into the fishing business. It was profitable. It was something that we knew. It was something that we shared. But I recall the day very vividly when Andrew came to me all excited and said, "You have got to meet this Jesus." Anybody ever come to you all excited, insisting there's someone you've got to meet? That is what happened. Andrew said, "Listen, you've got to meet this Jesus. I followed him, and I'm thoroughly impressed by his presence." And so the day came. There's Peter and Andrew, and they're doing what? They're casting their nets out into the water. It may have been a day like today. And then all of a sudden, there is Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee. And so I begin to understand his presence and why Andrew got so excited about this Jesus. And he makes a proposal to us. He said, "Follow me." "Do you mean really follow you?" Yeah, "follow me and I will make you fishers of men." But we've got a business here. But there was something about how he said it, and there was something about what he had done and who he is that made us drop our nets and follow him. What have you dropped lately? What have you kicked to the curb lately to follow Jesus? What have you released in your own life to take the course to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? So here we are. We became some of the first disciples. John and James were mending their nets not far from us, and they followed him as well. And let me tell you, we got an eyeful following Jesus on the dusty roads of Palestine, we had the opportunity to see him work miracles. Whether it was giving sight to the blind, we had never seen that before. Whether it was healing someone, we knew there was something special about this Jesus that caused us to follow him. My God, think about it. What is it that causes you to abandon all and follow Jesus Christ? In fact, there was one occasion that my mother-in-law got sick, and Jesus came by representing the visitation ministry, healed her, and she got up off the bed and began to serve him. But one of the great miracles we talk about is how Jesus was able to take little and to make much. So, we're on the journey, ministering with Jesus, and we go up into the mountain, and Jesus takes note that the people are tired. They've been following us all day, and they need something to eat. Our budget did not allow for it. Again, we're just fishermen, but it turns out that he says, let's feed the people. And we did that based on a little boy. Isn't it amazing how the Lord will find that you think is not important? Give me the boy's lunch, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, and 5,000 men were fed, not counting the women and the children. We're watching this. We're a part of this ministry. And about that time, Jesus departs from us. And he does what? He goes to another mountain, but he says to us, I will meet you on the other side of the lake. Now, that was no big deal for me. I've been in the fishing business for a long time. I've been on the water all of my life. And so to get on the boat and to take that boat to the other side was no big deal for me. We got on the boat late afternoon, and all of a sudden, the storm began to rage, and the boat began to rock. All night long, the boat was rocking. You know, I've been in a situation that all night long, it seemed like trouble just don't want to leave you. We became afraid to the point that we said, oh my God, what is going to... You ever been in a place that you didn't know what was going to happen next? It may have been familiar to you, but now all of a sudden, it seems like your life is at stake. That was the case. And then seemingly, out of nowhere, we see walking on the water what looked like a ghost. Oh, we were Jesus followers, and we loved the Lord, but we saw what we thought was a ghost walking on the water. I know you're big and bad and you're afraid of nothing. Boo. But to see what we saw changed us from the inside out. And the only thing that gave us some relief, it was Jesus who spoke. He said, do not be afraid, but to take courage. And there's something about hearing his voice. There's something about hearing him speak. There's something about his voice that makes a difference. And we heard that voice, and we knew it was Jesus. And there again, I've been in the boating business for a long time, and I thought I would challenge this. So what did I do? I stepped out of the boat. I stepped out of the boat. Amen? And by stepping out of the boat, I stepped onto the water. Amen? I stepped onto the water. Some of y'all may not hear me, but I'm going to scream loud enough. The devil is a liar. I'll scream loud so you can hear me out there. Amen? And so I got out of my boat. And I stepped on the water. Come on, walk with me today. I've never done this before. I've been on the water, but I've never walked on the water. And there I am, bold Peter, stepping out on the water, my dusty feet, feeling all of a sudden the wind and the waves begin to blow in my life. Have you ever had a situation in life where the winds were blowing? A time when the water in your life had you going tossing around, and it was at that point. As long as I kept my eyes on Jesus, everything was all right. As long as I looked toward Him, as long as I focused on Him, everything was all right. But listen to me. The moment I took my eyes off Jesus, the moment I began to look at my situation and not the Savior, something happened. And here's what happened. I began to sink. Have you ever been in a place in life where you thought you were on solid ground, but you begin to sink? Me, Peter, the fisherman, began to sink. And Jesus came to me. Oh, hallelujah. And He lifted me up. Because I was crying. Save me. Save me. Anybody ever cried that before? Save me. Save me. Save me. I needed just two words. All I could think of was save me. Ever been in a tough situation and all you can do is say, Lord, save me. The bills are due. Save me. Everything in my life is going around. I need for you to save me. He lifted me up. And He gave me a lesson on the spot. He says, you have little faith. Huh? Yeah. You've got little faith. Why did you doubt? That's a major question. Has He ever asked you, ever told you, you, Tim, of little faith, why are you doubting me again? And how do you answer that question? He failed the faith test. Got a big fat F. And so have we in life's situations. So they get back to the boat. Here we are. Because Jesus is with me now, He's calmed the wind. We get back onto the boat that I stepped out of because I want to do what? I wanted to walk on the water. And when He got back to the boat, the other disciples were there. You know, there's always somebody going to be watching me, going to be watching you, and they witnessed the whole thing in real time. They witnessed the fear. They witnessed me saying, if it's you, bid me to come. They witnessed me getting out of the boat. They witnessed me sinking. They witnessed me crying, save you. They witnessed the Lord rebuking me. And when they got back into the boat, something happened. The word says that all of a sudden, everybody in the boat began to worship the Lord. Everybody who had got on that trip began to worship the Lord. Isn't that good news today? That all of a sudden now, I feel so much better. I'm back in the boat that I was afraid to get out of. Back into the boat, and you may be in your boat today, but worship breaks out. And can I shift now from Peter to Tim Tootin, just a country boy from Live Oak, Florida? I've been on a boat a time or two. I know nothing about how to operate a boat. But I've been on one before. But all I can think of when I think about Peter and what he shared with you today, I hear the saints of old down in Live Oak saying, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on my teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord. You know, you need a friend. Be my friend, Lord. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hallelujah. And you know what? There's some history in that. Here's what I mean. Well, you walk with my mother. You walk with Doris Tootin. So I ask today, Oh, for Kylie, if you will walk with me. Well, you walk with my daddy, Jim Tootin. And I want to ask you today if you might walk with me. And there's something about when Jesus walked with you. That means you'll go down the right path. When Jesus walks with you, your faith will increase. When Jesus walks with you, you can do the incredible. When Jesus walked with you, you can do the miraculous. I'm so glad today that he went from the boat to the cross, and from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to glory, where he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints, saying, Lord, it's me. And I know that they're in a shaky situation. I know the boat of life is rocking. But thank God for Jesus that no matter what you face, he will take care of you. He will provide for you. He will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Oh, I'm feeling this thing right now. My God, my walk is nothing to be impressed with. Amen. I'm not talking about left and right. I'm talking about my spiritual walk. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Anybody want to walk today? Do you want to walk with the Lord? The one who will keep you. In case you stumble, he'll be there. In case you got a misstep, he will be there. All I got to say is, if you want to walk on water, you got to. You got to get out the boat. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. Come on, give God some praise today. Come on, bless his name. Come on, worship him. Thank you, Brother Peter. Thank you for allowing us to hear your story today. Thank you, Brother Peter. You've helped us today. And maybe you've come today and you are tied to your boat. You're buckled in your boat and you refuse to leave. Oh, you want to walk on water, but getting out of the boat is not optional. As you come today, I want to tell you about a Jesus who preached from the boat, but more so, who controls the wind and the rain and the storms in your life. Right now, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. As we come today, if there is one boat bound in the world refusing to move because they don't know who's on the water, I pray in your name that they may receive you as their personal Savior. Oh God, do it today. Even now, we pray for that soul that's tossing and turning, and that soul that is not connected with the Master. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. I believe this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, blessed be the name of the Lord today. Amen. Amen. It's been a good day. As we end the broadcast, we want to thank you for taking your time to watch us online and to be here on the parking lot. And stay tuned. We won't always be here. God has great things in store for us. And I'm glad about that today. We just need to believe. Look at that. That thing ministered to me. Why? Because I'm in that boat. I want to walk. But I need to know that the Lord will walk with me. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Always check us out on come2harvest.org. God bless you. Until next time, from Harvest Christian Ministries.